Saints, you'll notice in your order of service there is a sermon note sheet. It's toward the back. Hallelujah. And as you look at that sheet, you'll see that we are starting a new series today. And we are so excited about it. This series is entitled The Power of Faith. Everybody say that with me. The Power of Faith. And part one today is Power to Move Our Mountains. High five your neighbor and say, we can do it. We can do it. Amen. We can do it. All right. But before we begin, let's join our hearts in prayer. Praise your name, Lord God Almighty. We acknowledge you, O God, as the great I am, as the source of all that we are and need, and Lord, ever shall be. And Lord, we do confess today that life is not always easy, that often we do face situations in life which just seem unsurmountable. We sometimes feel that our backs are up against the wall, so to speak, and we wonder at times where our help will come from. But we thank you, O God, that as we look at the power of faith, that you, the Lord of hosts, will help us to see that our help comes from the Lord who created the heavens and the earth. And Lord, it is from you that we receive our help, our joy, our strength, our peace. Lord, it all comes from you, O God. And help us to realize that we can't beat you given no matter how hard we try, because you are the giver of every good and wonderful gift. Help us also to recognize the vast resources that are ours in Jesus Christ and the victory that we are assured. And we give you thanks and praise for speaking to us through your preached word this day, Lord, to the transforming of our lives and to your glory. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, we all join together to say amen and amen. Amen. Saints, you'll see there Matthew 17, and I want us to read one verse together. This is a verse out of our New Testament passage for this Lord's Day. So together, saints, he replied, because you have so little faith, I tell you the truth. If you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. Amen. Well, saints, as we begin our series, The Power of Faith, somebody up in here is getting ready to discover the power, saints, of mountain-moving power in your life. Amen. The power of mountain-moving faith. So I want you to touch somebody near you and just tell them, well, she's talking to me today. She's talking about me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we do face mountains in our lives. Amen. Amen. Well, together as a church right now, we're embarking on a mountain. We are in this campaign of sacrificial giving, and we have our vision of what we want to accomplish. We want to do some repairing and remodeling so that God's home looks absolutely beautiful, and we want to make it more ministry compatible. We want to start new ministries, amen. We want to improve our worship atmosphere, amen. And we want to strengthen our youth program. We want to give more and more to help with the least of these ministries. So that's a big mountain that we're looking at, amen. And also individually and personally, as we look, we all are facing some mountains in our lives. Some of us are facing the mountain of unemployment. Some of us have the mountain of debt in our lives. Some of us have the mountain of abuse. Some of us have the mountain of depression. Some of us have the mountain of illness in our lives. Some of us have a mountain of bills at home. Amen. Some of us, we've got the mountain of broken relationships in our lives. Maybe we've got fear in our lives, and it's just a big old mountain in front of us. Some of us seem to can't get past that mountain of past failures. We just keep letting that mountain discourage us. Some of us have a big mountain of anger right dab in the middle of our lives. And what do we hear echoing from those mountains? Well, we might hear discouraging words like, well, you're not qualified for that job, or you're not good enough, or you just can't pay those bills, or you can't save your marriage, or you just are going to lose your kids, or you can't shake past your failures. You don't have a bright future. But you know what? I want us to just put fingers in ears. We ain't hearing that today. We ain't hearing that today. As a church, we might hear, well, you can't make those sacrificial gifts that you're being called to consider to make. You know, you can't do that. You know you don't have that much anyways. You can't do that. And it's not going to be a success anyway. So we just plug our ears because we ain't hearing that today either. Amen. We are going to stand up, and together we are going to experience the power of faith. We are going to experience the power of mountain-moving faith in our lives. High five your neighbor and say, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Amen. Amen. So I want us to look at Scripture today and see how to face our own mountains as individuals and as individual families and as a church. So I want to ask you today, saints, are you ready? Are you ready to say goodbye to defeat in your life? Are you ready? Are you ready to say hello to victory? Amen. Praise God. Are you ready to discover how to experience more power in your life? Amen. To be able to move those mountains that are in your life today. Are you ready to join the battlefield of life and be confident of God's presence in your life and in our lives? Amen. Are you ready, saints? Are you ready? Well, high five your neighbor and say, I'm ready, neighbor. I'm ready, ready, ready. I want somebody up in here to lift your hands in the house right now and say, yes, Lord, I want to experience that mountain-moving power in my life. Yes, Lord, as a church, we want to experience that mountain-moving power in our lives as a church. We want your anointing, Holy Spirit, and we are ready. We are ready for that faith that can move mountains. Well, saints, looking at our note sheet, the first point that we're going to talk about today is, what is the first point? Mountains are really hard to climb. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Amen. Mountains are really hard to climb. That's why mountains have long come to symbolize hardships and difficulties of life. Now, Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, they sang a song, Ain't No Mountain High Enough to Keep Me From Getting to You. Amen. Y'all remember that? I would have sang it, but I can't sound like Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. Hallelujah. But we get the point. Amen. Praise God. Mountains are problems. They're problems in our lives. Amen. Mountains. Death is a mountain in our life. Tragedy is a mountain in our life. Sickness comes along when we're not even expecting it, and it's a mountain in our life. Troubles are mountains in our lives. Hardships are mountains in our lives. Family troubles are mountains in our lives. Unpaid bills are mountains in our lives. Rebellious children are mountains in our lives. Relational difficulty with our spouses is a mountain in our lives. Lying friends are mountains in our lives. And addicted loved ones are mountains, amen. Scott Peck, in his book, The Road Less Traveled, he says, life is a problem. Woo! Amen. I know what he's talking about. But saints, the truth of the matter is, life is filled with mountains, but, I want everybody in the house to say, but my Jesus says that if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, hallelujah, you can say to the mountain, move, and it shall be moved from here to there. It will obey you. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, and we can read that together. It says, now faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we do not see. Amen. And frankly, saints, that makes all of the difference. Faith makes the difference. All right, so how do we experience the power of faith? How do we experience power to move our mountains? Well, our third point, and I want us all to read that together. What do we have to do? We have to plug in to the source of power. All right, now this is the reason Jesus discussed prayer and communion along the way. Now, you can have this fine CD player that plays nice and loud. But guess what? If you don't have the cord plugged into the source, then you're not going to have the power. Amen? All right. So we see here Hezekiah's prayer. And I'm not going to read the prayer because it was read so beautifully by Debbie this morning. But the verse 20 of this prayer, he's plugging into the source. Hezekiah's plugging in. And he says, "Now, Lord our God, deliver us from his hand so that all the kingdoms of the earth may know that you, Lord, are the only God." All right, saints, for a quick synopsis of the background here, Sennacherib, he had destroyed Israel already, and he was on the verge of doing the same to Judah. And we see Hezekiah in his situation of dire need. Has anybody here been in a situation of dire need in your life? You really needed a miracle from the Lord. Well, we see here he knelt before God, and he took his mountain to God in prayer. All right, this is our motto, saints. Whatever your mountain is in your life today, we follow Hezekiah's example, and we take that mountain to God in prayer. Now, we see Hezekiah ask the Lord of hosts to intervene in this hopeless situation. Anybody here ever feel hopeless? Times of hopelessness. Amen. Amen. I've been there, and it is a very difficult spot. But we see here Hezekiah, he acknowledged that God was the Lord of hosts, hallelujah, and that God alone, everybody say God alone held the power to achieve the impossible, amen. So Hezekiah asked for a miracle, but I want us to notice, saints, it wasn't for his own glory, but it was for God's glory, amen. And you know what? God answered this faithful prayer. We see that Sennacherib had destroyed Israel. He was on the verge of doing the same to Judah. But for the prayer of this faithful man, saints, and the power of an almighty God, things turned around. Amen. And we serve a mighty God. We see that we plus God equals a majority. Amen. There's victory. Amen. In joining up with God. And we see that God has reservoirs of power that we don't even know about. Hallelujah. So we want to ask ourselves today, how do we react when we're faced with a huge mountain in our life, whether it's personally or whether it's corporately together? And saints, we can learn a lot from Hezekiah, who took his mountain before the Lord and gave it to God in prayer. Now I want us to look at verses 33 through 37. That's moving on down a little bit. But it goes on after this prayer to tell us about Sennacherib's fall. All right, so let's just read this together. Verse 33. "Therefore, this is what the Lord says concerning the king of Assyria. He will not enter the city or shoot an arrow there. He will not come before it with shield or build a siege ramp against it. By the way that he came, he will return. He will not enter this city, declares the Lord. I will defend this city and save it, for my sake and for the sake of David, my servant. Then the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 men in the Assyrian camp. When the people got up the next morning, there were all the dead bodies. So Sennacherib, king of Assyria, broke camp and withdrew. He returned to Nineveh and stayed there." Woo! Now, did God hear that prayer? Did God answer that prayer? Oh, my, my, my. Saints, it's important to note here that the Lord is the source of Hezekiah's power. You see, we can have all of these things that are so nice to have, but unless they're connected to the source, they are of no good. Amen. Also, our lives are useless if we're not connected to the source, saints. That is where the power is. God is all power, amen. And we must be connected to the source, amen. Now, God's people in the Word of God, they've been empowered by God. We just see it over and over and over. And guess what? God's anointing power is upon us as well. I want us to take a look at the empowerment of we Christians. Let's look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8 together, and I want us to read it together. Together. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Amen. So, saints, the Bible's telling us that the Spirit of God does many things within us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us in our prayers. Sometimes we might not even know what to pray for. Amen. Sometimes all we can do is just groan. Just And the Holy Spirit is able to translate that and take that prayer right on up to the Lord God. Amen. So the Holy Spirit helps us in our prayers. The Holy Spirit helps us to understand the deep things of God in the Word of God. It's the Holy Spirit that helps us to understand. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that leads and guides us. How many know we need some guidance in our lives? Amen. We need some help up in here. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit who teaches us. Amen. We just need to be open and the Spirit will teach and guide us. And saints, it's the Holy Spirit that empowers us. Hallelujah. High five your neighbor and say, praise God for the power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. The power of the Holy Spirit. And it's for each and all of us. Amen. Who are following the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, together, if we could read John chapter 16, verses 7 and 8. I think this is so important. And this is what Jesus said before he departed. And Jesus says, but very truly I tell you, it is for your good that I am going away. Unless I go away, the advocate will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. Amen. And when he comes, he will prove the world to be in the wrong about sin and righteousness and judgment. Amen. So Jesus said, I am going away, but I leave you a counselor, an advocate, the Holy Spirit. Amen. That the Spirit, Jesus would send in his place. And the Spirit, amen, would be that connection. Hallelujah. Christ's power within us. Praise your name, Holy Spirit. And saints, it's not always what's on the outside that matters. We love to look on the outside, but it's really what's on the inside that really makes the difference, saints. What is on the inside? Jesus on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. All right, how many here remember the reading about in school about a General Hannibal? Anybody? Okay, some of the teachers, some of us remember. All right, well, it's a story of this African general by the name of Hannibal crossing over the Alps and the great mountains within Italy. He was born in Carthage, Rome, and he was one of the greatest military leaders in history. He was 247 B.C. in that time period. And his most famous campaign, saints, took place during the Second Punic War, when he caught the Romans off guard by crossing the Alps. And this was indeed a great feat of military courage. In fact, it was one of the greatest military acts of courage in human history. And there is much on the internet. All you have to do is type in Hannibal and you'll see a lot of his accomplishments. But his most famous campaign was this crossing over the Alps into Italy. And it was said, one of the stories that I read, that when he got to the Alps with his army and he began to cross over with his army, he looked back and they were rebelling. They were saying, look at that mountain. We can't cross that mountain. Are you kidding? And so they started fussing and saying, no, that mountain was too gigantic and they was going to go on home. They saw this incredible mountain, this incredible barrier, and they began to be afraid. They said, oh, no, we can't do that. They was like, "Ooh, we turn around, we going back home." But according to the story, Hannibal rallied his troops up. He rallied his army. He stood before his army and looked at them, and he declared, he says, forward march. We see no Alps. We see no mountains. We see no Alps. We see no mountains. And he just kept on. And they first looked at him like he was crazy. But then they started listening to him. forward march. We see no Alps. We see no mountain. And with these words of encouragement, the army just straightened up their back. They went forth over those mountains into Italy. They surprised their enemy. They attacked and they won, saints. They won that victory. Amen and amen. Amen. Now, it might not always be easy when we've got mountains in our lives. Amen. But the truth of the matter is sometimes when we go through life, saints, we got to just say, I see no mountain. And by the power of God, I am just going to go through. You're going to take me every step of the way, Lord God, because I'm going to keep on pressing on. I'm going to keep on praying on. I'm going to keep on praising on until I have victory over this mountain. Amen. Saints, faith. Everybody say faith. Faith can change the inner landscape. Amen. Faith can do that. And if the inner landscape has been changed, there's going to be some changes going on around us eventually. Hallelujah. We see in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul was dealing, I think, in a sense, with his own death. And in this context, he says, and I quote, we walk by faith and not by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. So the idea, saints, is that faith can create new possibilities that did not exist previously. Amen. Faith can produce new possibilities that did not exist in the situation before there was faith. Faith changes things, saints. Faith enlarges the possibilities of life. Faith enlarges the options that we have in life, amen, because faith brings God directly into the situation. And how many know when God is in the situation, something's going to happen? There is going to be a difference made, amen. Now, saints, if I can remember my mathematics correctly, when you have an equation and you change one variable of the equation, guess what? It changes the whole outcome of the equation. Amen. So what if, as a church, what if you're really reflecting on your commitment to this sacrificial giving that we are going to be experiencing together in the next 2 years? What if you said, well, you know what? I'm really going to really reflect on this. And I believe, Lord, just show me some variables. Show me somewhere in my life that I can make some changes. They might be little changes, but changes that will make a difference in my lifestyle, that I might be able to give more, amen, to this vision that we have as a church. Show me where I can change some variables in my life so that I can help change the outcome, amen, of this campaign. So that I might change the blessings that I am going to receive, that they're going to be more richer and fuller, praise God. Lord, help me see the variables that I can change. Well, saints, when God is factored into the equation of our lives, hallelujah, the whole outcome changes, saints. We're going to change. The outcome is going to change. And as a church, we want God's grace and God's mercy and God's power to just blossom and just grow and grow and grow in our midst. Amen. That's why the warriors, they've already been praying, the prayer warriors, the spiritual journey leaders, preparing us, because we're going to have times of fasting as a congregation, praying for success in our own lives against mountains and together as a church. We're praying for spiritual transformation within all of us. How many want to grow spiritually? None of us should want to stay the same, saints. And we're praying that spiritual growth is going to take place in each and in all of us. And saints, like Hezekiah, we want to experience God's mountain moving power. Amen. I know I do. And as a church, we ought to want this, saint. We ought to want all that God has for us. Amen. Amen. Faith is not about constricting possibilities, because the word says with God, all things are possible. Amen. So faith enlarges possibilities. It increases new possibilities. You see, a problem is only a problem as long as there's no solution. But if there is even a hint of a possibility, saints, of a solution, then we don't have the same problem. Hallelujah. Saints, even when we have God in our lives, how many know we're going to have some mountains in our life? We're going to have some problems. But I want everybody to say, but with God in your life, but with God in my life, but with God in our lives, hallelujah, there's always another possibility. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, there's always a possibility with God in our lives. There is always another possibility with God in our lives. Praise God. You see, before creation, there was nothing. It was just blackness. It was nothing. But God created another possibility, and creation, amen, was called into being. For Israel and Egypt, they were there with little hope. But God created another possibility, and there they were standing before the Red Sea. God opened that sea, and they just had to walk through on dry ground. Hallelujah. With God, all things are possible. Mary, the mother of Jesus, she was a virgin. But as we've been studying Sisters in the Lord and in our life-sharing lessons, God created another possibility, saints, and Jesus was conceived and born. And Jesus died on the cross, and he was buried, saints. But God created another possibility, amen, and raised Jesus to new life. And through him, we have new life through Jesus our Lord. And when the Word of God says that with God all things are possible, saints, that means that there is a creative and saving possibility in every situation in our lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just nudge your neighbor. Be encouraged, neighbor. God's got you. Be encouraged. God's got you. God's got the situation. Hallelujah. All we need is faith the size of a mustard seed, Scripture says, and we can move mountains. You see, faith enlarges the possibilities of life. And since my last point for today is faith can move mountains because by faith in God, we are connected to the Maker. Amen. We are connected to the Master of the universe. We are connected to the Mover of mountains. Amen. Have you ever noticed that the God of the Bible is a mountain-moving God? Have you noticed that? Have you ever noticed that God, in the Word of God, is frequently revealed on the mountaintop? We look at Isaac. He was saved from sacrifice by the angel of God on Mount Moriah, remember? Where the Lord says, the Lord will provide. Then we look at Moses, and he meets God in front of a burning bush on the mount called Mount Sinai. And then the prophet Isaiah envisioned the rule of God with these words: they will not hurt or destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth will be filled with the glory of God as the waters cover the sea. We see Jesus was transfigured on a what? On a mountain. We see Calvary, where Jesus was crucified, it's on a mountain. And yes, saints, the God of the Bible is a mountain God. Amen. The Hebrews call God El Shaddai, which means God of the mountain. Amen. El Shaddai, we worship you today, God of the mountain. I want you to high five a neighbor near you and say, my God can make a mountain. Oh, yes, my God can make a mountain. Now tell another neighbor, my God can move a mountain. Hallelujah. Now tell a neighbor, my God is a mountain God. Oh, my God is a mountain God. And saints, faith will connect us to our mountain-moving mountain God. And when that happens, hallelujah, saints, your life, my life, praise God, becomes a part of the greater whole. Amen. And we begin to see mountains move. Mountains move in our personal lives. Mountains move for us as a church. Amen. I want us to remember Alex Haley's great work, Roots. And the book came out, and then later the movie. Well, in the movie version, there was a scene when the slave, Kunta Kinte, he was coming to this country against his will, and eventually he married a woman, and he met her, and they eventually had a child, and she was born in slavery. And remember in the movie, the old Kinte, he never submitted himself to slavery. I mean, they would beat him, but he never accepted it. And when his little daughter, Kissy, was born, he swore that she would know her heritage. She would know who she was. She would know her history. And that though she was a slave, she would never be a slave, okay? So soon after the baby girl was born, we see him. He takes her from her mother's arms, and he goes out in, from their cabin into the midnight sky. And amidst the auction block over there, and amidst the slave pen that's over there, he took her out of that cabin, and he walked outside, and he climbed a little hill. It was really a little molehill. And he stood there on top of that molehill, and he lifted that baby girl, amen, to the sky with nothing but those twinkling stars, amen. And he whispered, he said, "Behold, the only thing greater than yourself." The Lord our God, hallelujah, indeed is greater. And God is the only thing greater. Because God can move any other mountain, any other obstacle, any other trouble. God is a miracle mountain moving God. So behold, the one greater than yourself. And as that little girl grew up, and as the story was told, as long as she understood that she was a part of a greater whole, and that there was a God that was bigger than that auction block. There was a God that was bigger than that slave pen. There was a God that was bigger than any problem she might have, any difficulty, greater than any challenge that she might face. A God who was greater than any hardship. And as long as she lived with God in her heart, amen, no matter what was going on, she could have that strength. She could have that joy in her spirit. She could have that pep in her step. She could keep her eyes lifted unto the hills from whence comes her help, her strength, her joy, her peace. It all comes from God. Oh, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Yes, yes, saints, we can be free from all those mountains in our lives. Amen. The mountain of doubt, hallelujah. The mountain of misunderstandings in our lives. The mountain of confusion. The mountain of sickness. The mountain of trouble in our lives. The mountain of pain. The mountain of bills in our lives, the mountain of loneliness, of shame, even that mountain of, oh, I can't sacrifice because I got to have this. Oh, I got to have all 500 stations on the TV. That's a mountain that the Lord can help us remove, say. Oh, the mountain of, oh, I can't let go of this. I just have to have this done every week, or I don't know what. The Lord can move that mountain out of our life as well. Yes, my friend, faith can move mountains. It can change our inner being, our inner landscape. Amen. Faith can create new possibilities. Hallelujah. And so as a response today to the preached word of God, I want you, if you're able, to chant this with me. But you must be sincere, and it must come by faith. We'll chant it by faith, saints. And it goes like this. Whatever the mountain is in your life, and our mountain together as Glenville New Life Community Church, as a church, our mountain, that we're going to have victory over this mountain. I want us to say to the mountain, move. Say to the mountain, move. Say to the mountain, you can stand if you want. Stay to the mountain, say to the mountain, move. Yes, say to whatever the mountain is. Say to the mountain, move. Say to the mountain, say to the mountain, move. Say to the mountain, say to the mountain. Encourage your neighbor. Say to the mountain, say to the mountain. Encourage your other neighbor. Say to the mountain, say to the mountain. Move. Say to the mountain, Say, encourage yourself. Say to the mountain, Say to the mountain. Move. Say to the mountain, Say to the mountain. One more time. Say to the mountain, Say to the mountain, move. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Oh, let us pray. Indeed, by faith. Oh, we stand with faith is at least as big as a mustard seed. And we proclaim to the mountains in our lives, move. You who are the God of Mount Sinai. You who are the God of Mount Zion. We thank you for hearing our prayers this day. Lord, you know us. You know those mountains in our lives. You know where we hurt. You know where we need healing. You know where we are weak. You know where we need strength. You know those of us who are confused and need your guidance. And we say thank you as we lift up to you, oh God, those mountains before you. Lord, as we are standing before you still knowing that you are God and that you are great and greatly to be praised, that you are large and still in charge, and you are able to accomplish what concerns each and all of us individually and together as a whole. And today we say thank you, Lord, for it's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by your Spirit, Lord God. If there's someone here today that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior, we pray that, Lord, you just continue to speak to their hearts, that they would come down this day and just open their hearts, Lord Jesus, that you would go in, save them, Lord, and they would begin an exciting journey with you. Not only eternal life, but abundant life right here, right now. Make it so is our prayer. For those that know you, Lord, for those mountains in our lives, we bring them before you as well. And we say to the mountain, move by the power of God in our lives. And so we give you praise, and all God's people join together to say, amen and amen.